Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and I'm back with another video, and this is going to be a short rant. It's actually defense of rants, a partial defense of rants, because I hear so much about rants being an asshole and a douchebag, and especially in this particular game I'm showing you, he is definitely a douchebag. Also, you know, comment if you want me to do this one, because I can do this one live. I have considered doing all the rants ones with the H scenes removed, of course. But just to give you guys, like, the gameplay, because I know that there's, like, a lot of stuff where people just post mainly the final bosses and stuff like that. But nobody's actually, I think, gone through all the rants games, and I want to be the guy to do that. To my knowledge, at least. It may have changed in the past couple of years, but I don't remember somebody just covering them all. But yeah, I'd like to start with one and just go forward. Anyway, rants in rants 1, I haven't played them all, so don't, you know, there's probably a couple things I've forgotten. That are not so much forgotten. There's a couple things I haven't seen. Like, I haven't really played that much with Sengoku rants. I have played almost all of 1. I haven't played 2 yet, but of course I have it. I haven't finished 6. I've played most of 6. I have finished 5D. And I haven't played that much of 9, but I have it. And of course I'm playing Evenical rants, which I'm about halfway done with that. So there's probably a lot of things I haven't seen from rants so far, but I've seen enough that I can judge Rance's character, and especially looking at just the first episode of the anime, really was able to put it into perspective. Rance is a young warrior that doesn't give a shit, and he absolutely is like a male power fantasy. Let's not, you know, beat around the bush on that. However, there's some very positive masculine things he says. Of course, I talked about in my Evenical Rants video, where he basically told those two guys that wanted to throw away Culpis as if she didn't matter. You know, he's like, you guys are a bunch of retards. Why would you just throw her away just because of the goddess? You know, he doesn't care about anybody's god or anybody's dogma, which a lot of people may find disrespectful. But Rance lives for his own, like, he's a man about his own, he walks his own path. That's the best way to put it. He walks his own path. He always has. And, of course, the only thing that really got in his way, which also is his lust for life, would be his dick. I mean, that's, of course, the reason why he wants to go have this harem and violates all these women and things like that, because he's just got this lust for adventure and having sex with every woman and having this great big harem. But at the same time, that's what also causes him to do very, very horrible things, you know, like violating the shopkeeper, where he just jumps down on her, and they talk about just how horrible, I mean, they show how horrible that is, even in the hentai, when, you know, he tries to do that to her. And, of course, there's the scene in Rance 1, which I don't have here, where he's basically talking with Syl, and she's got the puppy, and he decides to harm the puppy in order to get her attention. Now that, of course, some people, I mean, it's been memed. I've seen, like, a gif of it. If you look up Rance on in Discord, you'll find a gif of that before you find anything else. So apparently it has been memed a lot, but yeah, I thought that was really rough. I think that was probably one of the worst things I've ever seen him do so far. But for the most part, when it comes to Rance and his libido, Rance is a guy that, like, in the anime, you'll see him, like, his teeth will turn into fangs, and he'll just kind of jump at the girls. But something will always happen. Like, there's always some, they make it comedy. Like, he's like, ah, you know, I almost got you. And it doesn't work like that. Like, there's one where he turns into, like, a wolf or something. And, again, he misses, you know? It's like, Alisoft knows the humor in this. Like, they get it and they understand. The guy wants to bang every woman in the fucking world against their will. Doesn't give a shit. And, for the most part, he doesn't get what he wants. And at least in the beginning. One can say that eventually some of these girls do become like a companion to him, and there is some level of consent, especially in Rant 6, which I keep talking about, the one with him and the ninja girl, where she finally lets him have sex with her after all the times he tried to jump at her. And of course, she's got that like Magicoi strength where she can pick him up and just throw him against the tree like he's nothing, because she's just this skilled ninja. And he cannot touch her. No matter what he does, she constantly just throws him somewhere. You know? And a lot of people don't get that. They're like, oh, he's an asshole. Well, that's just his character. That's the way he was made. He was made to be some kind of guy that's always trying to go after the women, but the women always have a defense against him. Like, sometimes it's magic. Like, he'll try to grab him, and they'll use magic and electrocute him, and he'll get shocked. Like, there's all kinds of different ways. And this is a level of comedy that actually goes back to Looney Tunes. I don't know how many of you guys are that old, but if you remember Looney Tunes, there used to be male characters like that that would try to, or even like animal characters, like they use a lot of animals, but they would try to go after the woman, but it would never work. There was always like something in the way, like maybe there's a dog or something trying to get a, it's weird, like they're trying to get this female dog, but there's some guard dog in the way, and every time the dog tries to grab the female dog, like the guard dog is like finds some clever way of deflecting the other dog. Like, either there's like it holds up a sign when he tries to jump, so instead of jumping to the girl, it jumps into the sign and goes boom 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 boom, you know, like just runs into it. A lot of people don't really get that kind of humor, and I think it's lost on a lot of this generation, so they don't understand Rance and what he's supposed to do. They, you know, and Rance in general, he has said some very, I don't know if we called him heroic, but he has said some, he does have some boundaries, I want to say. And the boundaries that he has are basically torture. Don't know if you guys have noticed that, but I haven't seen too many of these where he tortures these women. I've seen him have sex with them all different kinds of ways. I've seen that ninja girl completely just treat him like a child, basically. I mean, if you've seen the sex scene between her and Rance that first time, like, every time he thinks he's gonna dominate her, she dominates him. And a lot of people can't, like, I don't even think you guys know this. I don't know how many people have played Rance 6. Because everybody's like, Sengoku, Sengoku, Sengoku. I don't know, I haven't played it. I don't know how Rance acts. But I do know that in Rance 6, she approaches him. They finally have sex. And he is not expecting what he gets. He thinks, I'm going to get you. And she says, no, no, no. This is going to be my way. A lot of people don't understand that. And once you actually see what I'm talking about, like, if you have to go online and see it, you're like, oh my God, he's right. And you're like, well, maybe I misjudged this character. Maybe I misjudged the writing of this character. Maybe you did. Now, here's the scene where he pees on the old man. I mean, obviously, they took that out of the hentai. I thought it was kind of heartless on Rance's part. Yeah, he could be an asshole, let's be honest. But, I mean, obviously, Alice Soft thought it was kind of funny. I mean, it's their humor. It's Japan. It's a completely different level of humor than we're used to here in the West. And we have to kind of, like, see it that way. There are serious stories in Rance. There is one thing, though, about Rance that has weighed on me for a while, because it's like a very human, it's like a dilemma. It's hard for me to explain, but it's a human dilemma. It has to do with the fact that Rance goes into a facility where they're torturing these women. They're literally torturing them, and I mean they're tearing them apart. You can see the CGs. They're actually really just defiling, destroying these women. They're treating them like cattle. It's a horrifying thing to see and witness. And Rance finds out about this, and he is pissed. He said, these women are for fucking. They're not for torturing or abusing. This is literally Rance saying this now, folks. Rance is saying, that's not what you do with women. He was really, really, really upset. And you got to understand, there's a big political portion to Rant 6. Because Rant 6 is about the people that aren't born with the natural magical skills being considered less than human. So basically, they treat them as if they are cattle. They kill them. They don't care about them. They're just fodder. They're subhuman. So basically, when Rant sees this, like, you know, he goes through the dungeon because there's a full dungeon there. And eventually he gets to the woman in charge of it. And she is laughing about it. She's happy. Like, she loves the fact that these women are being tortured and killed, slaughtered. People. They have a guy that's going around literally killing and slaughtering poor people in the poor neighborhood, in the poor area that you go through. And they're laughing about it. So Rance defiles her, and she is absolute. I mean, after the battle, he just jumps on her and defiles her, and she is absolutely horrified. And you got to understand, this is a demeaning tactic to somebody who thinks that they're better than someone else. A lot of people would say, she's being raped. Why would you defend that? And the reason why I actually say that is because she is a woman that is in charge of people literally being slaughtered and tortured. And this is very deep for a game of this nature. And to see Rance actually, and they play the Rance music, which almost like a victory music in that sense, to where she's like, no, no, why are you doing this to me? He's actually showing her that, you know, she's not all that, basically. He's showing her, he's like, you know, what you did is horrible. You need to face a level of defilement as well. You are in charge of having these women tortured. You are in charge of having these people killed. You need to have something horrible happen to you. Now, some might say that's really vengeful, but if you look at the context of Rant 6, she's in charge of this. She's the one that's putting that's having these women killed because they're lesser than. They're literally lesser than. I mean, a lot of people would have cut her head off. I mean, I'm just saying. It would be worse than just defilation. It'd be worse than just what we say, rape. It would be, there were people that would literally chop her head off. I mean, that's exactly what would happen if this were a real situation. There's people that would want her defiled. Because it's a natural reaction for somebody to do horrible, horrible, horrible things to get what's coming to them. I think that's part of human nature, that we don't like to see somebody getting away with horrible, horrible things. We want to see them defiled. We want to see them punished. And that's how Rance was punishing her. Now, a lot of people would be like, well, yeah, but that's, it's non-consensual. But at the same way, same sense, she is in charge of having all these women murdered and slaughtered. Like, she deserves worse. She deserves to be, I don't know, tentacle, maggot baits, tentacle stuff until she dies. Like, I mean, that's how I feel about it. I think it's horrible to have somebody that's in charge of murdering and slaughtering and mistreating poor women just because they're poor. That's literally their justification according to translation. Literally because they're poor, they have them destroyed. Now, I don't know if this is what the Japanese insisted, but this is the translation I have here. And it's pretty clear that Rance is not happy about this. So I haven't seen too many situations where Rance is actually, you know, fond of a woman being tortured or harmed in any way. Now, a lot of people would say he does abuse Syl. However, if you look at the hentai where he bonks her on the head and stuff like that, it is very cartoony. Is it right? No. But it is not something that I haven't seen in cartoons. And it's not something I haven't seen women characters do to male characters in cartoons growing up. So, Rance is a very powerful warrior. If he wanted to kill Syl or teach Syl a lesson, he could have done it. I've never seen him take a blade and put it to her throat. I've never seen him do anything that is, like, even remotely, just demeaning to her. Yes, the sex he bought her is a sex slave or whatever, but she does know that he will protect her. Even as much as she goes in there and talks about, you know, Rance, don't, you know, it hurts or whatever, you know, every time they have sex and all that. She keeps coming back because she knows that she's pretty much a goner without him. And keep in mind when she leaves the school, like, I've only seen that first episode of the hentai, but when she leaves the school, she's constantly hollering. She's like, Rance, Sama, Rance, where are you? Master Rance, you know, she looking for him because she knows that there are men out there that will abuse and torture and rape her. I mean, not just like Rance does where she feels comfortable, but somebody that will, people that will actually leave her for dead. I mean, we're talking about a very harsh world here. So Rance buying her really saved her ass. There's no telling what would have happened if somebody else had bought Syl. That was a horrible, horrible person. Because there's all kinds of horrible people in the world of Rance. And that's one thing I think people really need to keep in mind. Yes, the way he treats Syl is not great. However, folks, it could have been a lot worse for Syl. There's a lot worse things that could have happened to her. And she is very thankful for his company. There's very little scenes that I've seen. I don't even think there's anything I've seen where she is ungrateful to him. She's always very submissive to him, you know. And I think that's because she knows he's a protector. You know, I mean, he is a warrior. I mean, a lot, even an Evenickel. There's that one woman that, you know, he talks about how he wants to get with her and grope her boobs and stuff like that. And she's like, you know, but why am I turned on by this? You know, why am I turned on by this man? He's so boorish. You know, but why does this do something for me? Because it shows that a lot of women have that fantasy. I mean, Rance is a warrior. He is a big, strong, powerful guy who can last long, long periods of time in sex. He has an more than adequate member, and he does what a lot of men are being blamed for lately. I have a lot of female friends who will attest to men not lasting long enough. I am serious. There are so many women that I talk to on a daily basis that tell me that these men do not last long enough. That they're not happy. So you see a man like Rance here. And you see the fact that they had sex all night long. They had sex constantly for hours. Women look at that and they say, man, I wish I had that. I wish I had a guy like that who would have sex with me for hours. Like, just, I could have so many different orgasms. I wouldn't have to use this toy, you know. Because a lot of women, they don't really want to use. I mean, they like the toys. But there's a lot of women that have admitted that they want a... Like, they want a man there. They get more out of having a human being in the other room. Like, somebody that they can embrace and hold and pull their hair and stuff like that. And that's the kind of guy that Rance is. So, I mean, he's all about fetish. And he's all about trying different things. Like, with the vibrator and the girls blindfolded. You can't tell me that women don't find that attractive. That a man walks in while she's tied up and he's playing with her, pretending he's the thief lord or whatever. And she's getting off on that. Of course there's women that like that fantasy. So there's a lot that I think that we don't get about Rance. And Rance is, in general, again, he's a man that doesn't follow dogma. He's a man that doesn't care about your king. He doesn't care about your government. He doesn't care about anything like this. And he eventually became a king himself because of it. Because why? He showed that he doesn't care about things that other people do. He focuses on himself and his goal. Which his goal is to have this harem of women. His goal is to become this this great... He doesn't even say, I'll be a great man. He says, I am a great man. He's got this extreme level of arrogance that leads to... I mean, it doesn't necessarily lead to his demise. Usually they say, you know, pride cometh before a fall. But for Rance, he has the ability to back it up. When he's fighting, he admits that sometimes he can, you know, be damaged. I mean, he's not impenetrable. Even if you watch that fight between him and the thief boss, he gets a cut on his face from the sword. So, you know, he's not just all powerful that he can't lose. He still has to fight, and he's still, you know, willing to take on any enemy no matter what happens, almost like in a shonen sense, you know. That's very, very important. So, again, you know, we've got the strong warrior with a goal, notable goal, and he's very much like Genghis Khan in the way that he just wants to conquer. He wants to be the best, and he wants to have all the women, a great big harem of women, a great big kingdom for a king, you know, and we don't know what kind of king he'd be. That's why I really want to play X so bad, is because I want to see what kind of king he is. I want to see if he is like more of a benevolent king. Is he one of these survival of the fittest, where only the people in his kingdom are the strongest? You know, he doesn't even like other men. He's very jealous of other men. He always wants to consider himself stronger than other men. So if there's another man there, he's definitely going to have something to say about it. Now, Rance is homophobic. We will say that. That might be... That's just the way he is. Obviously, there's been gay characters that he has definitely tried to slaughter, for the lack of a better word. I don't think he's actually killed any of them, but he has come very close. And he said a few words that some people in today's progressive generation may not agree with. But that is his nature, you know. He very much has a country bumpkin style about him. Like, he came from nowhere and has a different way of looking at things. But there's a lot about Rance's character that I think can be observed. And I think it's very important that we look at this character in the way that he was designed, rather than with our feelings. Yes, he definitely takes advantage of a lot of women. He does. But again, you know, this is a fictional story. And for the most part, a lot of the women do, as I've said, do act differently than a real woman would in a case where she's being defiled by a man. This isn't any excuse to go act like he does with a woman. To say the kind of things he does. But, I mean, in fact, it is good, refreshing to see a guy that literally doesn't care what anybody thinks about him and doesn't care what he says. Rance has no filter. When Rance goes into a building, he has no filter at all. He says exactly what he thinks about a person. He doesn't have any kind of political correct standards. He's like, oh, well, it's like, well, that guy... that guy's a dick. I don't want to fucking talk to him. And the guy's like, wow, you're brave, like, to talk to me like that. And Rance is like, I don't give a shit. You know, a lot of men, like, that's a very masculine attitude in a way. To not care what another man, he might be bigger and stronger, but Rance doesn't give a shit. Rance would be like, so what? So you did this. Like, he'll look at a man who has all these accomplishments and he'll say, well, don't you know who I am? And he'll be like, I don't care who you are. That's a very good mentality. He does not give a shit what people think about him. And that's what made him a king. That's a very good rule to live by. That means do your fucking thing in life. Do your fucking thing. And eventually, I mean, if you follow your goals, you know, like his dream is to have a harem, eventually he does. But if your goal is to do whatever it is, just don't give a shit what people think and keep focusing on your goal. Then look at Rance as kind of a guide there as far as, well, he doesn't care about, you know, this person's dogma or this person's rules. It's like, they'll say, oh, you can't do this, you can't do that. you know, of course he has, as we've said, he does have his boundaries, you know, when it comes to torturing women. And also, you'll notice that virgin girl he has in Rants 9, he never penetrates her. He always talks about it, but he never has done it. He'll mess around with her, but he doesn't actually, I've noticed he doesn't penetrate her, at least not for a while. I think that's because he values her virginity, which is really weird. It's just really bizarre. Well, maybe not so much, because I did notice one thing about Rance. From Rance 1 to Rance 9, Rance does seem to grow up and mature a little bit. Like, he does have a maturation from game to game. You can see him growing as a man. Obviously, when he's young, and Rance 1 here, he does a lot of really rash decisions. And I noticed in Rance 9, he has maybe a little bit of a different approach, and I'd like to see what he is in... No, I'm sorry. We're talking about Rance 8, not Rance 9. My bad. I've not played Rance 9 yet. Nobody really has, unless you're Japanese. But when Rance 9 comes out, yes, then we'll finally get to see how he acts there. But I suspect he'll be a little bit more mature. I mean, he's always going to have his horniness. Rance always is going to be horny, but that's his reason for living. That's what keeps him alive, is beautiful women. However, that doesn't mean that he's not willing to help a kingdom, or to when he is called on to battle or to save somebody, even if, you know, my daughter is missing. Well, you know, he's like, well, let me get my reward, which is like, you know, okay, I'll get sex if I, but he's still willing to kill the fucking enemy and save the damn kingdom, you know. You can't blame the guy for wanting a reward. I mean, even back in the day, like in the 1600s or whatever, I mean, you know that these knights or whatever, they expected to have a maiden. Like, they're like, well, you know, if I do this, I've slaughtered this enemy, I've killed this, you know, they would have their maidens. And of course, I mean, that's just what it is. Men always seek that kind of goal. When they conquer, they wanted to have the maiden. And Rance wanted to have a lot of different maidens, a lot of different women. Even with Evenical Rance, where he talks to the woman at the Level Up shop, he says, I want to see you masturbating every time I come in here. And she says, you know what? I'm actually kind of liking this. She's like, this is really good for me. She's like, I'm glad you recommended this for me. Like, Rance just doesn't care, and sometimes a lot of the things he said actually seem to be good for certain people. Now, I'm not saying everything he does is something that we should commend, because obviously he's done a lot of things that most people would never touch and are in the realm of Beavis and Butthead territory. However, there's a lot of things where we have to look at his actions and be like, you know what? This guy isn't so bad after all. And if we actually understand what it means to be an asshole, doesn't give a shit, we find out why he gets all these girls. Women like that kind of aggressiveness. They like that sort of rebelliousness. They like a man that's going to protect them. Why do you think all these women follow him? Because they know that he's a protector. They know that he is a warrior. You know, they know that he's a hero in some ways. Like, you know, in Rance 6, there's several different women that follow him, you know, and they fight alongside him. They have their own missions, but he helps them along. And sometimes they have sex with him, sometimes they don't. You have to get points before you can have sex with some of them. And it's always under different stipulations, you know. Like, even when he crawls in to have sex with that disabled girl, you know, at first she's not crazy about it, but eventually she warms up to it, and I think they actually have some sort of a bond later on. And I don't know, maybe it's just, I mean, that's a very interesting psychological thing that you could kind of talk about. I mean, I think Rance needs to be psychologically dissected in a way to kind of understand exactly what's going on here. But at any rate, like, I think that's pretty much all I have to say about Rance regarding what I know about him. I've played a lot of the games. I haven't played everything. It's a lot of material. Some of you guys may have. But as far as I have seen, Rance isn't nearly as crazy as most people, you know, think he is, and I think he gets a really bad rap just because he is extremely horny and he does violate women in some ways. I mean, there's a lot of things he does that, you know, we wouldn't approve of. But at the same time, there's a lot of things that he does that cause him to get a following, because he doesn't give a shit about how he acts. He does things for his own achievement. You know, he very much follows his own path, I guess you could say. I don't want to say he's going his own way, but he follows his own path. He gathers the women. He doesn't simp towards them. He gathers them. They come to him. You know, of course, he will jump for them and all that other stuff, which some people may not agree with. But they do come to him. They're like, oh, you know, I'll fight with you. You know, and soon enough, you have a bunch of women following around because they want to be around Rance. He's a hero. He's strong. He's not some fucking punk. He'll take out any other man. Don't care how big he is or anything. And of course, these guys that he fights, they talk about how big and bad they are. Oh, you're not going to beat me. And he'll beat them anyway. And you know what? The women look at that. They're like, wow, that man was twice the size of him. And he took him down like nothing. Now, that's a man I want to protect me. And that says it all, folks. That really says it all. That's why they follow him. Because they want a man to protect them. They're like, this man was two or three times the size of him. He was vicious. He was vile. He did horrible things. Rance took him down. That's what women like. I mean, why do you think he had so many women that would go in for these athletes and stuff? You know, men that compete with other men. They like these strong athletes because they know that they fight other men. They're not physically battling them, but they're battling them in the sport. And that's what Rance kind of is doing here. He's fighting these other men and beating these other men. And they like it. There's women that would be with those other men that will leave those other men for him because he proves himself as more of a, I guess we could say, more of an alpha than they are, if we want to use the alpha terminology there. But that's pretty much what he proves himself as. Yes, he is definitely a male power fantasy, but he is a male power fantasy that represents what I consider masculinity in its most, I mean, even stoic nature, because he does whatever the hell he wants. He's very stern, and he doesn't always work out. Sometimes he gets the short end of the stick. Sometimes the women dominate him, other than him being the dominant guy. Sometimes it's the opposite. But for the most part, yeah. Rance is very much who he is, and I don't think he's going to change. Obviously, I think that the series is closed. Rance 10 has the most dialogue of almost any fucking visual novel written, and they wanted to end his story on a very long note, which is considered one of the best visual novels of all time. So I'm curious to reading Rance 10. I'm definitely going to buy it. I want to finish his journey. And I want to see where this ends. I want to see where all this ends up. Because, you know, Rance, he's a very controversial character. But he's had several games dedicated, several adventures. And a lot of us have been here for all of them. A lot of us have jumped in for every single adventure that they had. Now, that doesn't mean that everything he does, we approve of. I mean, there's a lot of times where I'm like, oh, Rance, you know. But you can't just throw the baby out with the bathwater on this one. Like, oh, well, Rance violates women, so he's bad. Yeah, but you don't understand the context of that. You know, he definitely does some things I would not recommend. More than a few things I would not recommend. But that doesn't mean that everything he does is completely horrible, and we don't need to, we don't need to gather anything from it. But just the fact that, again, he does whatever he wants, he doesn't give a fuck about anybody or their kingdom or their gods or anything like that, that means a lot. As long as he can level up, he's good. And I think that's pretty much all I need to say on that one. Now, I will change my opinion if I play any more Rance games and I discover that he does some other things I don't like or do not approve of. However, though, I can't see anything like that happening. Like, I haven't seen him do anything horrible to Syl yet. I haven't seen him torture any women, and I don't mean play torture, I mean actual torture, like the ones I just discussed in Rant 6. This is probably going to make some of you go back into Rant 6, okay, Grim, what are you talking about here? And then you're like, oh, I see what scene you're talking about. I didn't even notice this before. Most people didn't. And again, in any situation, it probably would have been worse than what Rance did to her. It probably would have been an actual, like, beheading. It probably would have been torture herself. It probably would have been really horrible. We're talking about the kind of torture that Griffith went through in Berserk for something like that. No kingdom would put up with someone torturing the villagers. No benevolent kingdom, anyway. They would not put up with somebody torturing female villagers like she did. That was a hard thing for me to watch in these games, which are mostly known for their humor. So they can be serious unexpectedly. At any rate, guys, this is the Grim Lord, and I am out of here. Later.